crucial goals, and Donegal are returning to the Ulster final for the first time since 2022 with an extra time won against Tyrone here in the semi-final. And listen, it was an epic clash between two titans of Gaelic football in the northwest. But I said it just a few moments ago, Brendan Devaney, it was the captain's role in extra time which helped Donegal get over the line here.
Yeah, brilliant score from McBurney, just giving us that bit of a cushion, actually, because you know it was point for point the whole way through it there. There was nothing really between the teams. You'd say since that first half where Donegal were pretty poor, actually, they've really taken the game to Tyrone throughout the second half and the extra time periods. And a team that was more front footed, they had that wee bit of extra energy. The subs all come on, played their part as well, actually. And maybe you would say the Tyrone legs, particularly after last week, there was a lot of guys hobbling, tired there, didn't contribute much, and they were kind of, you know, they were out on their feet in many ways in that last period, trying to chase Donegal down. And you've seen then there's nobody better in possession than Donegal. They were keeping possession, they were working, and they're breaking up the pitch. And Sam McBurney with that last moment just sealing the victory. Hard fought victory, Oisin, after a tough game last week. A big rest period for Donegal now, looking forward to another Ulster finals with their old friends there, man.
Yeah, well, listen, there was 6 points scored in extra time. 5 of those came in the first period. McKelvey, McBurney and Sean O'Donnell scoring the points for Donegal, while Matty Donnelly and Michael McKernan scored for Tyrone. But then Patrick McBurney got a second off the game. That was in the second period of extra time, and it was the point which sealed Donegal's place in the Ulster final, where they will take on Armagh in 2 weeks' time. Martin McHugh joins us in our commentary position once again. Another good day in Celtic Park and Derry. Fantastic scenes. Donegal supporters are out on the pitch already celebrating this one. But listen, Martin, it was edge of the seat stuff, and we'll give the Donegal captain and your own clubman, Patrick McBurney, a lot of credit today, because he played, as we said to Brendan, he played his role in extra time there.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I mean, the point, we needed to get the second point to go to, sometimes they say it's a difficult lead, but you need to get the second point. And come on, and you know, we thought the free before that when Oisin Gallen was off, he wasn't there to take it. And I was thinking about Oisin Gallen being off the field in penalties or something like that there. But saying that, I think the difference was legs in the end up. Donegal had more younger legs and more legs in the end up. You know, Tyrone had the extra time last week, and Matty Donnelly, of course, tired. He was a massive player for them, Matty Donnelly, and he did tire there in the end up. But it's a good game to win. You know, that performance will not beat our man, though. So finally, it's a good game to win, but. Like, look at the Donegal support out in the field. It's great to see it, that Donegal, you know, got a bit of passion after what went on, you know, last year and everything else, with Jim coming back in and everything else. It's great to see, and see the Donegal support out in the field now. I think there were, as I said, about 10,000 tickets sold, so they'll hopefully now the Ulster Council will be glad that Donegal's in the final in Armagh, because Armagh, you know, will take a big crowd too. But I think just the extra time and the end up, the extra time made a difference, you know, and the legs. We saw the legs of Shane O'Donnell, Patter Morgan, players like that there, and extra time made a big difference. So it's, you know, that performance is 1-1 also, but it's great scenes here to see the whole green and gold out.
But Mark, semi-finals are about getting through semi-finals.
No, I know that Armagh will say the same thing, with a poor performance this night, but they get through, and that's, I agree with you completely. But it's a, you know, we're back in an Ulster final. It's where Jim wanted to be, I suppose. Maybe people say Donegal are not good enough this year to win the All-Ireland, and that's good. But the other thing we got out of it, I don't think we picked up any injuries or anything else. I think that's good, Oisin. And the other thing was Keelan McColgan was on the field and did really well when he came on and everything else. So he's starting to build a good squad of players. You know, Owen Van Geller, maybe the Ulster final, I think, could be ready, hopefully. Maybe be ready for play some part. And then you have Conor Donnellan. But look at it's going the right road. It's going the right road. Am I right saying we're still unbeaten, Jim McGuinness, since he took over the team? So give him credit. Look at the Ulster final, be a different game, but this was a big game today, and you know, Tyrone did everything through, everything tactically, got it exactly right, and I just think Matty Donnelly tiring was a big difference on it. But the legs, our legs just made a difference in the end of it. It wasn't really the fitness, but it was the legs that made it. I mean, we had maybe better legs or younger legs in the end of it, and we deserved to win the game from half time on. For the second half and the whole extra time, Donegal were by far the best team. Tyrone were just living on scraps in a way.
Okay, thanks to Martin McHugh, and thanks to Brendan Devaney as well. Don't forget the DEL debate tomorrow night, Monday, will be impactful of a reaction to this victory for Donegal. We're also going to get reaction from the Donegal camp for you shortly on the programme. We're going to try and work our way down through the sea of Donegal supporters who have congregated on the pitch and are congratulating the Donegal players as they make their way back to the changing rooms. But it's taken extra time to see off their neighbours Tyrone, but they're back in an Ulster final for the first time since 2022. I suppose Oisin Gallen scored 3 points today. Kieran Thompson scored two, as did Darrell Boyle, Niall O'Donnell and Jason McGee. Also getting on the score sheet during normal time was Patter Mogan, Brendan McCoe and Caelan McGonigal as well. And then you added on three new scores to the game in extra time, and they proved to be big, big scores. Jack McKelvey, Patrick McBertie with the free, and Shane O'Donnell from play in that opening period. Donegal going in front in the 10th minute of the first period of extra time, coming to the close of the first period of extra time. And that was the first time, going by my notes, that Donegal had actually led in the game since the 5th minute, when Niall O'Donnell kicked the first point of the fixture. But it was all about what either side could do in the second half of extra time, and the difference was that effort from Patrick McBertie, his first point from play today, his second of the game, and the Donegal captain's contribution in extra time ensuring that Donegal are returning to the Ulster final on a final scoreline of 18 points to 16. As we say, we will of course get some reaction for you as soon as we can from the victorious Donegal camp. But it's been another good day in Celtic Park underneath the sun. It wasn't all sun today, there was a bit of rain earlier on, but the sun is shining on the Donegal supporters, and they're back in the final as we go to Clonus to take on Armagh in 2 weeks' time.